Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I will be creating a space to explain what a joy list is and what it can do to support your emotions. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sikos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Really glad Sarah brought this conversation to the table before we pressed record, because it's one of those simple things that we all can do that is totally free to create. But when it comes to self-care and things that we can do for ourselves, it's kind of on the back burner, right? It's at the bottom of the list. And today's conversation is to help you understand what a joy list can actually do for you and supporting you when your emotions are wavering and you're vibrating at a lower frequency. So Sarah, I'm going to have you start us off, and you do such a great way of explaining what this is, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so my this concept is, I don't remember, I think Tiffany Peterson brought it up, and then it's kind of evolved. I've heard other coaches and leaders talk about it, but basically the idea of a joy list is really simple. It's an action list, action items to do when you're kind of stuck in the muck, right? Like, have you ever gotten there where you're just like, well, maybe none of our listeners have ever been really in a depression or just felt in a funk. So if you've never felt in a funk or never been in that kind of sad or depressed state, this might not be the episode for you to like listen to. But if you ever have felt like you were stuck and floundering and just don't know what to do for the day, you know you want to pull yourself out, but you're really not sure. And let's be honest, like some of the other things that we sometimes do to like pull ourselves out of that might include like emotional eating. It might include destructive behaviors. It might include just a lot of things that might not be super healthy for us. Maybe it's turning to, you know, substances or alcohol or something like that. And really what this list is, we want you to think of it as like a predetermined list you're going to sit down on good days and make. So when you're having the bad days, you can look at this list and find something that's going to help you to pull yourself out. And so what this list consists of, I want you to make, you've got a piece of paper and a pen. I want you to create two columns. So on the top of your paper, you're going to, on the first column, you're just going to write free. Okay. And then on the second one, you're going to just put a dollar sign or put for money, okay? And then in the first column under that free one, I want you to write down things that don't cost anything that bring you joy, okay? So maybe it's taking your dog for a walk. Maybe that brings you some joy. Maybe it's taking a nice warm bath. Maybe it's cold plunging. Maybe that's that like brings you joy. Maybe you enjoy that. Or maybe you enjoy the experience after that, because I've been cold plunging and I don't know if I'd be like, yeah, I like, but I love the effects of cold plunging, right? So I love that. Next would be the question of like for money things. The idea is like, we would have things like maybe a massage or getting your nails done, or maybe it's going to the movies. Maybe it's going out for dinner. Maybe it's going on a a date or a little mini vacation, or maybe just going to the lake and walking around the lake, which maybe not, might not cost anything, and maybe it does cost something, right? The idea is that you have this list of things that you can go and participate in, and it can help pull you out of that funk. It can bring you a little glimmer of joy back into your life so you can get started back onto whatever path it is, whatever journey you're on. It helps you when you're trying to just, when you need a little breather, but like at the same time, a little uplifting. So maybe you're not stuck in any muck. Maybe you're just going a million miles an hour and you need to take a little break and say, okay, I need to do something because I'm feeling burnt out. Look at your list and go, okay, what can I do for myself? And maybe it's involving other people. Maybe it's a game night with your girlfriends. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's calling an old friend and just chatting. Maybe it's, you know, serving somebody, maybe going out into like a soup kitchen or something and offering service to other people. I do know that the fastest way to get out of any kind of funky mess is to like go serve somebody else, right? But just think of some ideas of like, what can be put onto your list?
No, I think that's great. I, you know, as you were talking, I had already begun creating my list in my head. And as soon as this, you know, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to make my list again. Because honestly, I think I've already done this multiple times. I've never written it down, but in my head, I already know these are the things that bring me joy that are free on my joy list. And these are things that cost some money that also bring me joy. And it is so much easier to have a tangible copy of it or a copy on your phone, right? In your notes section to go back to. For me, a couple of things that I would love to share with you is, you know, I have two dogs. I'm not a parent, I'm a fur parent, and I love hanging out with them in the backyard, you know, doing all the dog mom things. And just yesterday, I was like, I need to get them out of the house. I legit, no joke, took them on a 10-minute car ride and they were as happy as could be. And it brought me joy. So yeah, did it cost a little gas? Absolutely. I mean, pennies for my time, but it brought immense joy. I had the sunroof open. I had the windows cracked. You know, their heads were sticking out. Slobber was going everywhere. It was a lot of fun. I'm gonna clean it up later, but it wasn't for that time. But that's on my free list. Also grounding, putting my feet on Mother Earth. I mean, there's massive science behind that. And we have a powerful blend called Shinrin Yoku, which is the forest bathing blend. And it really helps you connect even deeper into Mother Earth. So if grounding's your jam, put that on your list, y'all. It's free. And we are in a beautiful time of the year. We are in springtime. The weather is starting to be in our favor to get that vitamin D. The flowers are blooming. The birds are out. The bees are pollinating, you know, things like that. So I love nature. Could you tell that like I'm all about nature right now? But that brings me joy, right? Like disconnecting from my computer screens, because that's my work. That's my life, but it's not all of it. So that's also on my list. Baking, doing things with my hands to create food. I love baking. If I have a recipe, I can follow it. Don't ask me to like put ingredients together. I wasn't blessed that way. I need a recipe, but that, or, you know, something that costs money that I like to do is go out to eat very rarely. Because we really like cooking at home, or going out to an ice cream parlor, or here on Monday nights during certain seasons of the year, it's $5 movie night. Y'all, I haven't paid $5 for a movie in years. I came from San Diego. I think $5 was when I was a child. That was the price of a ticket, you know, going places, giving back, like Sarah said, one of the fastest ways to get out of your head and connect in your heart is to serve other people. And that is true every single time. I put that to practice. You can't fake it. It's just something that occurs. It fills your heart space. And if you are a believer, like definitely, I think, you know, our higher power wants us to serve others how we would like to be served ourselves. And, you know, just yesterday, I have two people in my life that I love beyond words. They needed some extra support. So I performed SOCs and I got a text message from someone else saying, I really appreciate you doing SOCs on these people. And I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, duh, of course I'm going to. Like, I want to serve them. This is what they needed. And I saw the need and I want to do it. But at the same time, it totally fuels and fills me up. And it gets me out of my head, but doing that act of service, and there's a ton of things that you can tap into. So if this brings you joy, this joy list that Sarah and I are inviting you into is going to be a great tool for you to step outside of your head and step into an area where it starts to trigger those happy hormones. It starts to trigger the proper response. And when you combine this with essential oils, which I'm sure Sarah has a couple that she would say, yes, this is what I tap into in these moments. And same goes for me. You can quantum leap the time it takes for you to get out of your head and into flow much faster. Sarah's shaking her head. I know you can't see it, but I'm telling you because it is true. And for those of you listening to this podcast, that tells me that you're invested in your wellness in a way that you love connecting these essential oils that we have to our emotional well-being. You know that these tools are here not just for the physical, but for the emotional. And so this joy list, along with essential oils, pair perfectly together to get you out of your head and bring you back to a space of joy and love. And so, yes, you have those two columns. You can even get as fancy as multiple columns if you want. Use the pins. Okay, Sarah loves her pins. Okay, let me pause real fast. If she could show you her joy list, it would be so fancy and so cute in her own little way with color-coded and this and that. She's shaking her head like, yes.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. As a matter of fact, I was just looking over. I've got some midliner markers. So if you guys are all, if you all are into like planners and you all know, if you're into planners, you all know the midliners, right? I'm just looking at my midliners and I'm thinking, okay, at the top of my list, maybe we could do like a free column and the money column could be in like sections of denomination, right? Like maybe I want to just do like something from $0 to $5, which would be that little thing that Vicky was talking about of driving her dogs around, right? Like that would be a $0 to $5 item. Maybe you want to go from $5 to $10, maybe, so it can be like within your, you know, budget friendly. Like if you're like, you know what, actually I've really done really well this week. I've hit all my goals. I really want to pull something off my joy list and go do it. Maybe you want to spend a little bit more money because you're rewarding yourself for something. This is another way you can use your joy list. You can use it as your reward system. Maybe you have been really good all week and not hit any carbs, not eating, like eating, you know, no sugar, whatever. And you've hit all your steps for the week. So, you know, maybe you get to like, I don't know, go to the craft store and buy yourself something fun. I don't, you know, whatever it is that brings yourself joy. And you go, okay, here, I've got like 10, 20, 30, whatever you want to put in your budget, right? But the idea is that you go and you do something that brings you joy. Vicky was talking about SOC, which is a symphony of the cell, if you're not familiar. And that is a technique of applying oils onto people's backs, generally backs, sometimes onto their feet. And then there's also the aroma touch technique, which is something on another technique of using specific oils on backs and feet for people. And it makes them feel amazing. But you also receive the benefits, right, of the oils and you're smelling them. But that feeling of that symbiotic relationship that you have with the oils and the human being that you're practicing on helps. And that really does bring a lot of of joy. It always brings me joy. I love doing aroma touches on people. Another thing I love talking about oils. Like, you want to come hang out with me the day and we want to talk about oils? Like, that would be the best thing ever for me. Like, that brings me joy. So just, I wanted to just kind of just talk about that. Bring that to your attention. What brings you joy? But here's two oils I want to just cover really fast when it comes to joy. And one of them is Sunny Citrus. And I was thinking of Sunny Citrus because Sunny Citrus is, it's not always available, okay? But when it is available and it's available from time to time, I invite you to because Sunny Citrus is, I don't know, it's the oil of enjoyment, okay? First of all, oil of enjoyment. It's got grapefruit, wild orange, and peppermint. I mean, you can't go wrong, right? Like grapefruit, yes. Wild orange, oh yeah. And peppermint, yes, please, right? And it's amazing and helps us when we're trying to reconnect and remember a childlike part of us that's unencumbered and not burdened in by stresses and worries, or maybe the overly seriousness of life. It helps us to let go of some of those demands just for a short time so we can think back to laughter and play. And filled with humor and curiosity. And it helps us to get out of that perfectionistic, stagnant, apathetic, cynical. Have you ever been kind of cynical in life? Like everything.
Never.
Like, this is a great oil that kind of just throws off all that junk and helps you to just like be in a joyful moment. And so if you're struggling, even like look at your joy list, maybe pull out your Sunny Citrus or pull out those three oils and put them together and diffuse them. And then you can put a couple drops on your solar plexus or right in that upper stomach area or on your wrists or just diffuse it. It smells amazing. And really come back into feeling more joy, feeling more happiness, connecting with that part of you.
So this, I have to tell you what my face is saying. This entire time, Sarah has no way of knowing this. We live in two different states. Guess what's in my diffuser in my office right now? Out of all of the
Citrus, huh?
oils, out of all, and I'm not even joking you. We get on Zoom, we're chit-chatting, we're doing our things before we press record. I walk over to my diffuser. I look at my oils and I have, I don't know, like probably 60 oils in front of me. And I intuitively tap in. I'm like, okay, what are you saying? And I know that sounds silly to some, but that's okay. This is what I do. And that is what I pick. Even before we decide this is what we want to bring you today, I just knew that's what I needed. And guess what other oils are in my other diffusers? Wild orange, lime. That's in my kitchen. And guess what I put on topically earlier, about 45 minutes before we jump on, Sarah?
Melissa or Green Mandarin, that would be my two guesses.
Green mandarin's in my water. Can't make that up. That's in my water. Oh my gosh, this is trippy. What is the essential oil for the inner child? I know you know this.
The inner child. So you put, did you put in Ylang Ylang?
Sure did. I sure did. I applied Ylang Ylang topically. Yes. And that is the oil I wanted to bring to this conversation because you said Sunny Citrus. So I'm going to say Ylang Ylang. My friends, I love the symbiotic relationship that Sarah and I have about our essential oils and this podcast. Like you can't make this stuff up, y'all. But the essential oil of the inner child is Ylang Ylang. So when you are vibrating at that lower frequency, and not have feeling joyless, okay, feeling stressed out, you're overanalyzing, which I had a business meeting earlier today, and there was a circumstance that came up, and being overcritical and overanalyzing was very much a part of the conversation. So we worked through that. Feeling sad and disconnected from your inner child, that joy, that simple joy that we were so capable and able to tap into within milliseconds. There's a disconnect when we get older, but Ylang Ylang is going to bring you back to that. So that playfulness, that freeness, that intuitive joyfulness, feeling connected, being able to heal, that's what Ylang Ylang supports. So y'all, I mean, it is a beautiful, beautiful oil. I would say you can apply it over your heart. I like to put it on my pulse points and on the bottoms of my feet. And I do like to take 3 to 5 intentional inhales with it. Some people don't like the aroma. You know, you do you and you figure it out. But however, this beautiful oil really does help connect you back to that innocent, joyful, light, fun, playful feeling. And how I said earlier, like some of my joy list items of grounding and being with Mother Nature, that's what I tap into. Those emotions, those feelings that I just explained Ylang Ylang does for you, that's what that grounding, that's what Mother Nature does for me. So you better believe it. That's why it's on my list. Now, you know, Sarah was talking about maybe making categories of $0 to $5 and $10 to $20. You know, I used to enjoy, and I still do, I kind of got disconnected of window shopping. I don't need to buy anything, but I want to move my body and just be in the energy and see people, see different people, right? So maybe window shopping. And then if you're in my close circle, which you all are now, you know now that I love stickers. I never grew out of it. Ever, ever, ever. Never, ever, 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 ever. I was the child that would sticker everything and get in massive trouble for doing it as at a young age. So guess what? I can adult and I own my house, so I can put stickers wherever I want. Not really. Okay. My husband loves the fact that I love stickers and he gives me stickers because he knows how much I love it. But there's only certain places like our camping cooler. Oh, I can sticker the heck out of that. Or I can put stickers anywhere in my office or the trash cans. I kid you not, Sarah, I got stickers on all of our trash cans because it brings me so much joy. So you know what? That's on my list. That's a, what, $5 sticker? So yes, that was something else that came up to me. But my friend, Sunny Citrus, Sarah, that's a perfect, perfect oil to pair with this exercise. Ylang Ylang, wild orange, lime, all the citrus oils are extremely uplifting. They increase your vibration. If you need to pony up even more, rose is a beautiful, beautiful oil to kind of send shockwaves through your body to uplift. I mean, how would you say this, Sarah? Like uplift your energy quicker?
Yeah, I would say like to increase that, like exponentially increase your energy vibrations, just roll on some rose. Like literally it's going to bring you up to this higher level. It'll really start to kick you out of whatever you're into, whatever low vibrations you're stuck into in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to up level. And it's going to up-level you and adding this with your joy and figuring out what brings you joy. You know what? I have actually worked with a client who sat and stared at a page for like half an hour trying to figure out what brought her joy. It took her a real, it took, it was, she had to work through some things mm-hmm. of what brings me joy. So if that's you, sit with that. Don't get discouraged and not do it at all. But sit with it and allow yourself to just kind of move forward in that. And then stickers, heck yeah, I love stickers. I got stacks and stacks and stacks. Although my stickers are pretty much go into my planner. I love my planner stickers. And so that's kind of where I have my joy stickers. Where, you know, like big stickers that you get for like your computer or like you know, the bigger ones, I'm like, wait to put them on anything because I don't want to use them because I'm like, I want to just collect them and never use them because they're so pretty. And then what if I put it on the wrong thing? And then I have like this, all this whole like thing, but it's another podcast. We can talk about stickers on another podcast. So anyway, thanks for joining us today as we talk about joy on the sunny citrus. Use your oils, make that list, and let us know how you're feeling.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.